If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
fair.
How would you say it?
Well, I just say, well, the weather's getting fair.
Okay. Would you say something like fair and off?
That's right, fair and off. The weather's fair and off.
Okay. Now, I guess you can see now that it's all just regular everyday things, you know, that's all it calls for. What do you call a very hard rain that begins all of a sudden and lasts for a very short time, but it's very hard rain?
Let me see. Very hard. Well, I just said just a big rain, right? That's all I know to say.
Would you say something like a cloudburst or a downpour?
Right. Yes, cloudburst.
Which would you use?
I believe I'd use a downpour because it does that. So, yeah.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Shelf. Well, I always call it a lamp piece. That's what we use.
Oh, pardon?
A lamp piece or something like that, you know, if it's over the fireplace, like old time, you know.
It goes like that.
That's right.
Uh-huh. What do you call
it? I call it a lamp shelf.
Fine, thank you. What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
I call them fire dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Well, kindlings. I think this one is kindling.
Would you call them anything else?
That's all I ever call them.
What do you call the particularly rich slivers, the rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get the fire started?
Kindlings.
Well, how would I know the difference between small pieces of wood to start a fire and the little tiny pieces that are very rich that you use? Do you use two different kinds or just one?
Use two. Well, you have to, I call it, I usually call it just chip up. It's, I call it fat lard or something to start the fire.
That's fine. Fat lard?
That's right.
Would you say that what you call it again?
Fat lard or splinters.
Okay. In a bedroom, you have a place that has a rod that you put hangers on.
That's right.
What do you call that when it's built into the room, built into the wall?
Well, I call it a built-in closet.
Okay. And what do you call it when it's not built into the wall?
Well, I just call it a straight closet. It's two different kinds.
Pardon?
I say there is two different kinds, some built in and some not.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And built in you would call?
That's right, call it a built in closet.
And the other you would call a straight closet?
That's a straight closet.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Well, I just call it weather boarding.
That's right. Now, see, all that's, you're giving me the perfect answers, you know, just everything that I need. So, you know, you could even just say the word, you know, if you want to. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of the house where the ladies like to sit?
Well, it's porch.